I'm Stacey Samazic, and this is Poetry Now. In my experience of growing up with authoritarian people going to Catholic school, my fear inhibited my learning. I had my palms hit with a ruler. I mean, it was very punitive. As a teacher, I felt like it was important for me to share with my students that I was very interested in a non-hierarchical mode. I've really focused on trust. I saw this day coming for my students. I saw this day coming. Class would end, and it would be night. Time to attach bike lights. Tonight I lit my way with a cigarette. I asked if Petticoat Ding-a-ling was a fun bar. No, it's a line from Clairvoyant Journal. You guys want to party. That's what's happening here. It's the Numa of Hannah. Ask me if I like parties, and I'm thrown into turmoil. I like parties that I'm not invited to best. Lack of riposte, similar to when Madeline Ginz asked me if I was a perfectionist. R said she's going to sit in the front row at my reading. Let's try to control our faces. What's everyone going to be for Halloween? I'm going as my eyebrows. Patron saint for the perpetuum mirum. I am amazed by the unity of my limbs and by those for whom an influx like Eros becomes a concrete personal threat. Put it in the poem. I want to lengthen you. If I could morph into a deer, it would be the one on campus with rhizomatic eyeball and black socket. I alone am responsible for the content and decorum of my person. Oh, well-ordered ulcer we live in, collectively pointing to a number on a pain chart, pursing our lips. The smell of burning leaves tonight and their presence in the birdbath reminds me of New Berlin, where two old people instilled a work ethic by connecting neat crayons and fear of a mouthful of soap. Perpetuum mirum, why would anyone want to hurt me? I was at a perfect party. No, you cannot give edibles to everyone. Where I smoked weed outside with Joanne Kiger, in the house, Antler, with beads of red wine in his beard, told me I was mesmerizing, and I glanced down from the pine. All my moves were acts of thinking, having never been loved. October 25th, 2018. Hannah Wiener was a highly inventive and I guess what we call an eccentric poet. And in the 1970s, she began to compose her clairvoyant poems, which are autobiographical. The class performed several pages from Clairvoyant Journal. I asked if Petticoat Ding-a-ling was a fun bar. No, it's a line from Clairvoyant Journal. There were a few who responded to what they experienced as absence of narrative and extreme fragmentation by saying it made them feel quote-unquote crazy. So then we were able to talk about in class how artists represent alternative states of mind. So it became a very fruitful conversation. They were a really special group. They were able to meet those feelings with like genuine curiosity and openness and not fear.
That was Stacey Samazic and her poem, I Saw This Day Coming. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.